presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Right. E3 2019, and we continue with our live coverage all the way from Los Angeles. Pete, we are going to be talking about Psychonauts 2.
Yep.
There was no hands-on. It was more of a presentation, so how was it?
Yeah, so it's basically bringing back Psychonauts 2. It's literally, picks up from the conclusion of their last release, which I believe was Rhombus of Ruin. You have Raz, who is, a full-on member of the Psychonaut team. The head of the team of the Psychonaut squad, Truman Zenodo, gets kidnapped. Truman's also the father of his girlfriend Sasha, and so your mission is, you have to go and rescue him. That's basically what we saw, is that whole mission of Raz going through various levels and trying to defeat it. And what I saw was refreshing, because I know the biggest knock on the previous iteration of Psychonauts was the camera system.
Yes. That was the original Xbox.
Yeah. We're talking many, many years since the last release of this. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I noticed was, and they mentioned that it was VR-like, and I didn't understand what the folks at Double Fine meant by VR-like. And so as we're traversing through the levels, you start to notice that it's not just a linear platformer style game, or like in a 3D motion, kind of like, the old Psychonauts, or like, Mario Galaxy, where like you're in a 3D world. Mm-hmm. This one takes it one step further, where if the, because you're sitting there, you're in the mind of the Psychonauts team. So there's parts of the game where, similar to other psychological thriller type movies, where like you're walking down a hallway, then the hallway expands and goes like far longer, and you have to traverse that entire thing, mm-hmm. or it starts going downwards, kind of like in games like Transcendence and stuff like that, where you see the game, you're literally almost in a roller coaster style, where you're going from a vertical plane to a horizontal plane, going straight down. And then making a left into a 3D platformer world, where you're starting to jump and do puzzle jumps. So it was refreshing to see that. It's still the same art style, still the same like knuckle dragging humor, to call it.
Yeah.
But I from what I saw, I'm very pleasantly pleased with what Tim Schafer and the rest of the Double Fine team. Congrats to them, obviously, for the pickup.
That's
now
huge.
Part of Microsoft.
And the game is also going to be available on Xbox Game Pass, which is huge, So, but were you a fan of the first one? Because the thing is, I noticed as soon this game was available, you were like, "Yo, I want to check it out.
Well, because again, Psychonauts was one of those games that. It was well done outside of the camera system. That's the biggest knock.
And
obviously.
The story was awesome. Really cool.
No, the story was really dope. And I'm glad to see, they had their little Kickstarter-esque type campaign a while back. And obviously they blew past their goal in order to succeed and get it. And this was, I think, it was like 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, again, congrats to them. It's finally getting a new Psychonauts after 2005's original launch. And yeah, man, I can't wait. If I'm not mistaken, we're looking at a 2020 launch.
Okay. Spring 2020.
I don't recall if they actually talked about that during the presentation, looking at my notes, and they just said just a 2020 release on all consoles, including PC and Mac OS.
Oh, Mac OS
too. Yeah, so you can play it on your MacBook, Danny.
Well, I'm going to play on Xbox because it's Xbox Game Pass. Well, actually, no. You know what? If I do get a PC, I could also play it there too, because I have the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate to 2020.
Boom.
Yeah.
So you can play it on all platforms.
Yeah, definitely, man. Anything else about the game?
Other than that, it was a quick, maybe a 15-minute, in-game presentation. I was glad to see this, that the guy doing it actually died in the middle of this jumping puzzle. Mm-hmm. Which went to show that it wasn't, like a scripted CGI event with the guy just holding the controller and faking it. So I was glad to see that. And the level of difficulty of some of these boss missions was actually kind of like, there's a lot of thought process going in here. And it's not just an easy go in there and swing and kill. It's like, you've got You had doubts being dropped, which was like these little ghouls holding a weight that was holding them down. They would come after you. They had little thieves coming up, you know, major doubters that would come up and you know, just like try to steal things encased in gold.
That's awesome.
It was a lot of fun. It's exactly what you would expect from Double Fine and a Psychonauts sequel, with a much better camera system. And so, again, having that VR-like environment where you're going, you're going in a full true 360 type fashion of traversing things, really dope.
So I know you have a lot more things coming up for today. One of them is Call of Duty. All right. Netflix, I believe.
Yeah. Got the Netflix gaming panel coming up in about an hour.
And last minute, we're going to be also getting Atari, about the Atari VCS. It's going to be an exclusive podcast interview.
If I'm not mistaken, I'll be over the Capcom booth as well, checking out, I believe it's Marvel. And then I get to check out Watch Dogs.
Oh, that's later on today, right?
That's later on today. That'll be the end of the day.
We have a lot of cool content coming. So yeah, stay tuned, everybody. We have a couple surprises coming up. So we'll be right back and enjoy the rest of the coverage.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.